Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Well, Clemson is trying it desperately. Get a good look at this. Clemson is trying desperately to hold on to pro murder professors. Well, okay, we'll give you one. We'll give you the one guy who said everybody should be a Luigi Mangione and go out and kill whoever they dislike. And even mentions some ideas. Like, you know, the head of a healthcare company, Brian Thompson, who was murdered for being the head of a healthcare company. Not even a political guy. They said, okay, we'll give you one. We'll give you one scalp. We'll fire him. But the other two, what to say? You know, let's keep him over here on the payroll. And we'll keep him away from the classroom, but they don't say forever. It's obvious what they're trying to do at Clemson, Lee. They're trying to do two things, both of which are incredibly dangerous in this environment we find ourselves in. They're trying to establish a new beachhead for the left, being pro-murder of people on the right, i.e. the majority in this country, is okay. It is a legitimate political position, and we should study it and debate it. We shouldn't fire people for expressing that viewpoint. We'll just put them over here. Get them out of the classroom. No, forever? Well, no, they didn't say that, did they? No, because the second our heads are turned, they're going right back to that classroom. And that is not good enough. That is, no, not acceptable. And Lee, they're going to have to learn the hard way. They're going to have to remove all of these people. They will. They just haven't figured it out yet because they don't hang out with normal people like us. They're not around taxpayers like us. And in their groups, apparently the people running Clemson, murder, wink, wink, nod, nod, is kind of an acceptable thing. I'm going to explain to you as the show unfolds today where this comes from, Lee. I'm going to give you a sample of what's coming so that we can understand why Clemson must be taken to the woodshed again and again and again and again until these professors are gone. Because this is about lives and saving lives. That's what this is about. This isn't about cancellation. I do not want their accounts taken. I will be out in the streets marching on their behalf if you try to take their X accounts. I am a speech radical. I want to know exactly what they think all the time so as to save people from them. But this, Lee, let me give you an example. My husband's kind of the silent partner in the show. You know him very well. I don't even see most stuff unless he sends it to me. We're around the clock, you know, research operation. And what we've had to do over the years, because you can't find things again on Google because of the censorship I left, is we've had to build our own search database, and he kind of came up with a brilliant way to do it. He sends me a few hundred articles a day, usually 200 to 300 articles a day. That lets me, I call them slam scan them, so I can go over every single headline, know exactly what happened, take in a massive amount of research, and then click what I need. But we put them in a Gmail account. In that Gmail account, there are almost 500,000 emails right now. And what that operates as is two things: an archive of my show prep, but it's also a searchable database so that when history disappears from our search engines, it does not disappear from my Google account.
That's
it
brilliant.
Functions as a search engine. So I put in TPUSA. My husband and I have built this account since I have archived going back to 2019. We're going to go through what's in it. This, I about fell off my chair last night. I said, oh my gosh, when I saw this. And this is very relevant to what is going on at Clemson. the unbelievable amount of violence on college campuses by Antifa, who we're finding out overnight was funded with $40 million worth of Joe Biden cash, get this, through the Department of Homeland Security, Lee, to go after specifically TPUSA, Charlie Kirk's group, and other groups like the Heritage Foundation. Do I have your attention? Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're going to dig into that. That was all in my archives. I found all of it last night, just putting in TPUSA. Now, I'm just going to do one page, okay? I'm going to hit the headlines. Headline, video, leftist at, this is 2019, leftist at UC Berkeley violently attacks Turning Point USA member. Police seek help identifying suspects. 2019, violent fascist students docks conservative TPUSA leader. Light his dorm room on fire.
Which would usually be considered arson.
Well, but they're liberals. Yeah, right. Antifa threatens Candace Owens, TPUSA event at UPenn. They threatened to kill people, including Owens. They then, by the way, tried to violently shut down that event. We're only in 2019. TPUSA, Turning Point USA leader, stalked, was nearly the victim of a hit and run on Seattle campus. They tried to run him over with a car. TPUSA campus rep reports mob violence against conservative students. Again, we're only in May of 2019. I didn't even realize I had all of this. This is at UNLV, University of Las Vegas. They just set up a booth. That was a mistake. It turned into a mob mentality pretty quickly, continued the TPUSA representative. We had lots of students yelling at us, calling us every name in the book. One student ended up rushing our table, pulling everything off of it, kicking down our wall. They were doing a Trump wall, broke it, and pushed one of my students down on the concrete. He hit his head. The only thing that stopped it from getting even more violent was rain. It started raining, and it was like a gift from God, honestly. And then everyone dispersed. Okay, let's keep going. TPUSA campus rep reports violent mob.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Next one, Utah high school student admits using pepper spray to disrupt TPUSA event. We're still in 2019. Turning Point USA activist attacked at Evergreen State College. That person was beaten. Again, now we're, that was in 2020. Next headline, same lunatic who sucker punched TPUSA member last year was arrested Sunday for repeatedly stabbing husband bike riding with wife. So this is who they're attracting. Next headline, breaking, TPUSA event at Dartmouth College focusing on Antifa terrorism shut down due to bomb threat from Antifa. This is just page one. Protesters unhinged, at his next headline, at Turning Point USA Summit. Pushed, shoved through bottles of urine. Next headline, update. The View apologizes to Turning Point USA over defamatory statements after they insinuated that the leadership were Nazis. Next page. Lee, and I don't mean to go on and on and on here. The View apologizes for wrongly linking neo-Nazi protesters to Turning Point USA.
That's back in the day when the View would apologize for calling Republicans Nazis.
Well, that was only because they threatened to sue them. Charlie Kirk taunts furious far left protesters waving signs against white supremacy as they storm Turning Point USA event at the University of New Mexico before riot police are called in. They had to violently put down that protest with a SWAT team. That was 2022. On and on and on. This headline, left-wing activist smashed windows arrested at UC Davis Charlie Kirk event. Violence comes after chancellor prompted students to neutralize and negate TPUSA. Headline. This is another one. Transgender activists surround TPUSA speaker. And this goes on and on and on, Lee. And I won't do this for the rest of the show, but I could. This was inevitable. The violence here is incredible. We have the Riley Gaines event at San Francisco University, where she was physically beaten, punched in the face.
Assaulted. Assault and battery.
The campus police who surrounded her and kept her from being killed by the mob rushed her into a classroom and barricaded the door shut. They then taunted them outside for hours while they were barricaded in there. Riley Gaines and the campus police. Finally, the San Francisco PD had to come in and liberate them. While they were out there, they were taunting the campus police and offering to pay them to turn over Riley Gaines. San Francisco police investigated, so did campus police. They know who did it. They just refused to charge them. It was a man in a skirt. He's on video. It's not like we don't know who he is. He's still on X. So, Lee, this is not a one-off. This is not one sick young man and, you know, who just went astray. This is Antifa. This is the violent left. They have been stalking and beating and spitting on and throwing urine on and on and on and on TPUSA on these campuses, violently trying to repel them. And right now, the leadership of Clemson is trying to help them establish a new beachhead. Murder is okay to advocate for and celebrate online. This is a new beachhead. They are trying to establish a norm that if you advocate for the murder of the right, this would never be tolerated if it went the other way, you can keep your job. You can be on the Clemson payroll. And I say not just no, but hell no. So whoever you have to call, whatever you have to do, verbally, because we're the good guys. We don't threaten people. We're not rude. We are polite. We say, yes, sir. Thank you, ma'am. And please fire these professors. Now, we are not going to start a new thing where it's okay to advocate for murder, where it's okay to have a debate about who should die. We're not going there. And Clemson is not leading the way. This isn't over. We will do this every day until this ends.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.